Now, the South African Human Rights Commission has been taking a closer look at wastewater treatment works in South Africa. They have just launched a report into the sewage pollution in the area of the city of Tshwane, sewage affecting rivers and the Roodepoort Dam, which is to the north of Tshwane, northeast, yeah. Anyway, geography less important than what the report found. To talk about it, we're joined now by the Human Rights Commission's Gauteng manager, Buang Jones. Mr. Jones, welcome and thanks very much for giving us your time. We understand is that the commission is calling on our water resources to be declared a national disaster. Is this based on this particular study or is it a national picture that you've been getting? For example, people will know that you were very involved in looking at the situation in the Vaal.
This is from the national picture we've been getting, John. Over the years, the commission has conducted several investigations across municipalities and provinces, and we have picked up that the issues that afflict the city of Tshwane are a microcosm of what is happening across the country, and hence the directive that the Minister of COPTA to declare this as a national disaster in terms of the Disaster Management Act.
So what does that do in practice? Because sometimes we'll say, well, you know, we don't need to have it declared a disaster for us to know it is one. In what way does that raise the bar for government performance in putting these things right? Because that surely is the only thing that will give the citizenry some comfort, whatever they choose to call it.
Well, this will assist in ensuring that there is greater synergy between the 3 spheres of government. It will also ensure that adequate budget is allocated to address this state of disaster. As you would have seen with how government has responded to the pandemic, we expect a similar response given the fact that South Africa is a water-scarce country,
right,
and our water infrastructure is crumbling and it has to be addressed as a matter of agency.
So what kind of powers would it give them? I mean, if you were to look, for example, and you and I think have spoken before, Mr. Jones, about the absolute catastrophe in the Vaal area affecting the Vaal River nearby. I'm referring to the Vaal area. I should be probably saying Sidibeng to be more precise. If it had been declared a national disaster, what could be done more effectively there than could be done now? Because there is a view that the reason things are not being done is there isn't political will and there isn't administrative capacity or competence.
Well, what we have observed is that there is fragmented planning. The water and sanitation services at municipal level are not prioritized, and not enough budget is being allocated. So when you have a state of disaster, it will give the Minister of COPTA some powers to accelerate delivery, to ensure that the service delivery choices of government are geared towards attending to this challenge.
Thanks very much, Buang Jones, South African Human Rights Commission Gauteng manager, declaring our water services a national disaster. Some would say that certainly has worked in regards to mobilizing the country around COVID-19. I know the responses have not pleased everybody. This somehow is different because it requires a whole lot of quite disparate entities to go and do their work. What do you think? People who've worked in these kinds of issues may have some ideas.